Excuse me, did you need the nomination of a political party
to
qualify to be on the ballot?
At that time. I don't think I was worried about that. I was thinking about worrying about the enormous interest in the press, I think, was almost all allied on the side of leaving it alone the way the people had ordained it in the so-called balanced legislature amendment of the 50s. And, of course, the partisans on the Republican side of the issue were, I think, unanimously in favor of leaving it that way. And there was not only great political heat, but also great legal heat on this thing. And so I worried about it, and I knew that I was in the eye of the storm. And I'll tell you exactly what I thought and how I resolved it. On the one hand, I felt that the U.S. Senate model of having two senators from each state, no matter what the geographical size of population, was somewhat persuasive to me. It was interesting to me that the U.S. Constitution, the same one that we're now to look at to see if the state legislatures could be apportioned on the basis of one man, one vote, ordained in it that there'd be two senators for every state from little Rhode Island up to, at that time, the big state of Texas, and also with the populations of New York. Yes.
Did it weigh with you that Justice Edwards, I believe in 1960, had espoused that view with some vigor, and he was oriented philosophically with Gus Scholl, really, was he?
Well, he had been. In as much as he had gone, in all due respects to my good friend George Edwards, that did not figure in my thinking. The thing that figured to me was that there was a federal constitutional system which ordained, in a sense, U.S. Senate apportionment two per state, no matter what the population. And I worried about that. I also examined the arguments, of course, on the other side. And to make a long story short, recognizing it as a political legal issue, I said to myself, in almost these exact words, when in doubt, vote with the people. And I was in doubt. And I voted with the people. And all hell broke loose. All hell broke loose. 4-3 in favor of Scholl versus Hare and reapportionment, and all hell broke loose.
Did you, in your opinion, now you wrote in this case, did you not? You have a...
I think I may have written a concurring. I think I joined in somebody else's opinion.
I see.
But I didn't write at that time. I wrote later after Colorado Against Love and Reynolds Sims were decided later. That was a couple of years later. But at this time, I think I was just deciding whether I wanted to join in the Cardiff and Kelly opinion, or did I want to join in the Black Kavanaugh and Sirist opinion? And I joined in the latter. That's my recollection.
So, would this be oriented then to what the people's position was in your mind, in the light of, say, the Cooley commentaries on the Constitution, or just quite how?
Well, the people parties, that this was obviously, to me at least, pro people.
The Scholl position.
Yeah, it voted in favor of people rather than geography. And despite how the U.S. Senate is formulated in the Constitution, I still thought that this was further enfranchising the people, and because it was a justiciable issue, and because of the arguments that were presented on the side that wanted to reapportion it, even though one could go either way, I think with conscience, my judgment was, when in doubt, vote with the people's interest, which I think is very important in a democratic republic, I really think so.
Now, excuse me for the interruption. You said all hell broke loose.